L'ikut Emoran Chelak Aleph, Terek Pei Beis. Rabbi Nezal says, Issa de Gemara, it's brought in the Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Darshan is on a posik, Hane Elovim ve'enam oilvim, Shemim Cherposam ve'enam Meshivim. The Gemara says, those tzaddikim who are olov, meaning they are bent over, they're subdued, they're not arrogant, ve'enam oilvim, they don't bite back ever at people. Shemim Cherposam, they listen to people embarrassing them and insulting them. Ve'enam meshivim, and they don't reply. Aleihem ha'posuv oimer, about them the posuk says, ve'oihavov kitzeis shemesh begvurasoi, that those who are beloved by Hashem are like the sun coming out in all its power. Does anybody remember what we once said about this?
It's the moon is supposed to be seven times what it sometimes it is now, and the sun you also said is supposed to be much stronger than now.
The sun was quiet when it was embarrassed, but it stuck up, it defended Rabbeinu.
That's the only person who could have seen that Strolli would definitely amount to something spectacular. This is a fabulous kasha. People learn this Gemara. The Gemara says that those who listen to their embarrassment, blah, 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 they like the sun coming out. Yeah? What does it have to do with the sun? What does this whole topic have to do with the sun? I don't recall which Mephorish I saw it. I once mentioned this in the Shabbos here, like a while ago. I don't remember who says it, but it's spectacular pshat in this Gemara. Why do we pick the sun as the example for this? Because Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Vov, and the Kutam Aran spends a whole Torah that's this big, talking about this concept of Yishma Bizyana Yidam Vishtoik, that when a person is insulted, he's machuyev to keep quiet. Keep quiet. And the Mephorshim warn, don't be stupid. This means when somebody's insulting you, when somebody insults your Rebbe, we just learned there were Talmidim who imposed a nidui. If somebody shows disrespect to a person's Rebbe or to Hashem, there are times, one of the Mephorshim here brings, when you mechuyev lister oisai al konav, to smack a guy in the face, if he says something insulting enough about Hashem or about a person's Rebbe, you mechuyev to smack him. So the question is, how does the Torah teach us that? This is what's marumos in this Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara says, those who listen and don't answer back, they shamin cherposom, they listen to their own shame, ve'enam meshivim, they are kitzeis Hashemesh begurosai, meaning, we're not talking about chesed alone or din alone. To be religious, you can't be just Avram Avinu, give tzedakah, or just Yitzchak Avinu din. You've got to be a combination of both. The Mephorshim bring that what's unique about the sun, the fact that when the moon came to complain, there were two kings in the world, both of them should have had to complain. Hey, let's fight it out. The moon opened up a big mouth and said, we can't handle this, two kings, one or nothing. And the Gemara says that the sun kept quiet. The sun didn't debate at all, so Hashem stuck up for the covenant of the sun. The Gemara says that when Korach came to make machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says that the sun came before Hashem, and the sun said to Hashem, either you do something about this, or I stop functioning this second. The Gemara says that this is what the sun, you know, kind of anova, the sun has everything. This is what the sun said to Hashem. The Gemara says that Hashem told the sun, 100%, you're right, and I'm going to fix it right now. And that's when Hashem spoke to him, and he said, 100%, we're going to make a whole new Bria to fix Korach's wagon, a whole new creation. So the Mephorshim bring, this is what the Gemara is stressing here. Well, whenever we tell you about keeping quiet, we're talking about a person must be the type of person who is strong enough to be quiet when he's supposed to be quiet, but that's not enough. If you're quiet always, there's times when they're going to take a person, Chas V'Shalom, and put him into Gehenna because he didn't scream when he was mechuyev to yell. He didn't stick up for the covenant of Tzadikim when he was mechuyev to stick up. We're talking about a person who's capable of doing both to emulate the sun. Kitzeis HaShemesh B'Gvurasai. What was the Gvura of the Shemesh? He was strong enough to shut up when it was a big test. And he was strong enough to open up his mouth and yell when it would have been a big test just not to mix in. Who's going to mix it? This is Moshe and Korach fighting. Where does the sun come to mix in? But this is why the Torah uses the sun as the example of the Sinai. And this is real pshat in the Gemara. Without this, you can't understand Taich. You know, just time to understand pshat.
Listen, but you once said this year, several months ago, when you heard the rabbi's tape, that you don't have to be like inevitable if somebody insults you, because you get punished because the person is committing a lot of sins by insulting you. Just keep quiet, you gotta serve yourself.
The answer is at times. A person has to be able to judge generally. When someone's insulting a person, that person is supposed to be quiet. If it's being done in a way where you feel that if you let this person do it 50 times, he'll do it 50 times, and he'll do it to other, you know, if you feel that there's a lot of damage going to come out of it, you're mechuyev to assert yourself and to close his mouth. Or if he's insulting the cover of a shul or something like that, it's a different thing. But when a person just insults one individual, he picks on him and he wants to insult him, the highest form of tshuva that exists. Torah Vav is the Torah of tshuva, Chodesh El, Rabbi Nezal talks about tshuva, and you look in all the Sifrei Kabbalah, all the Sifrei Musa, they bring it at the highest tshuva that a person could possibly undergo is Mesiras Nefesh, to die al Kiddush Hashem. Dying al Kiddush Hashem is when your blood is spilt. Person turns white, the blood leaves his face, and the blood comes back. That's dying al Kiddush Hashem, literally. If a person insults you personally.
Why did the son in the story come to the rescue of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did the son have...
That was the greatness of the son. That's why the Torah uses the son as the example of the Onov Amiti. The real Onov is the one whom when you insult him, he loves it. You know, he knows how to be quiet. You insult a tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll kill you. He'll kill you, that kind of thing.
You mentioned one time that somebody, Chassid Shalom, says you're a mom, so you're supposed to say you're a mom.
Oh, I gave an example. That's the example that's brought by the Mefarshim in Torah Vav. They bring the example, Halacha L'maaseh. We have a law in Shulchan Aruch that if a person calls somebody else, Chassid Shalom, a mamzer in public, and the guy doesn't reply, I'm not a mamzer, you son. In other words, if he doesn't retort, there becomes a doubt about that person as to whether he is. And the Mefarshim there bring this as an example, so we see that there are times when somebody insults you and you're not permitted to be quiet. Therefore, you have to know how to judge. How do you figure it out? This is Hashem, the Sakneim of the Yitzhak. This is what requires seichel and advice to know when to talk, when to be quiet. All of these things require Hashem's help, period. Huh? And Rocha, note coincidentally, we said, what are we going to be discussing the sun? We're talking about the sun here, what the midah of the sun is. Okay. Rabbi Nezal says, Hine noida, it is known. Note the different lashonas. Rabbi Nezal starts every time with a different type of lashon, each one a beautiful thing that relates to that item. Hine noida, it is known. Kiesh sholish klipos. There are three klipos, which are called Ruach Sa'ara, that's number one, a storm wind. Number two, Onon Gadol, a big cloud. Number three, Eish Mislakachas, a dark fire. That's the three klipos, the three basic klipos. U klipas noida, ki bein hasholish haklipos, u bein hakidusha. There's a fourth klipa called noida, which is right in between. It's not fully associated with the three klipos. It's not fully associated with Kiddusha. Ulefamim nechlelis b'Kiddusha, ulefamim nechlelis b'Klipa. Noiga can go either way. There are times when it's nechlal in Kiddusha, it becomes part of the Kiddusha, times when it chas v'shalom does not. It isn't zeichah to become part of the Kiddusha.
Is it always one or the other, or does it exist sometimes with a combination? Does it have to even one time be total?
No, definitely not. In other words, it's... You see the wording he uses here, it's in between. Its normal state is in between. At times, you're zeicher to pull it into Kiddusha, at times, chas v'shalom, they're zeicher to pull it to them. That kind of attitude. And it pays that we have the zechiah of quoting a word from Rebbe Zal, the fact that, note, just this item alone, to show the depth of the Torah. Avraham Avinu, we just spoke about this Shabbos, what was Avraham Avinu's item? To be Makara of Nefoshos. We know that the Goyim, who are the Klipos? The Goyim, the Uma Yisraelim, that's another word, another nickname of theirs is Klipos. They are the Tumah, the Goyim, the nations of the Goyim. If the Goyim are Tumah, then what is a Ger? What is a Ger? The answer is that among the Goyim, which are Tumah, there's four Klipos. There's Ruach Zoro, Hanun Godel, Eish Mislakachas, and there's Noiga. Within the Goyim, there's Noiga. There are some Goyim who could go either way. They could be zeichet to be nichlal in Kedusha if they're lucky, if a tzaddik comes along and does it, or if Hashem sends some kind of whim into them to jump into the Kedusha, Oh, Chas v'Shalom, the Goyim can pull them into Tumah and hang on to them. Avraham Avinu was the one who was Makarav Nefoshos. Which ones was he Makarav? Obviously, only the ones that he was allowed to be Makarav. He was the one who was smart enough to know who to be Makarav, who not to. Which ones are those? It's understood that the three klipos he never touched because you're not allowed to. The only ones he dealt with was neither. That's why the pasuk says about him, Hashem said, Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha. I have made you the father of. It's right in between side one. I have made you Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha. You are the father of the Geirim. What's another name for the Geirim? Noiga. Note, it could have said Av Hamoin Goyim Asisicha. In other words, note the Seidos in the Torah, every word that's put there. It's bedafka this word because there's millions of secrets.
Av isn't just Hamoin Goyim.
No, Av, the father of what? The father of what? Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha, the father of Noiga. He was the Rebbe of Noiga, meaning those neshamas among the Goyim, which were conceivable to draw them into Gedusha. Oh. They were the in-between ones. And again, it's like a deeper, you see that you learn Torah not on a baby level, the way Rebbe's all taught it, it's like, it's second grade, not first grade. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, "Vehi bechinas nishmas ho'ashukim." This is the concept of the neshamos, which have fallen into the, which are stuck, sort of. No. Oshuk here means stolen. The stolen neshamos, those which were stolen by the tumah chas v'shalom, v'dai l'chakimo, and those who know about what we're talking about, understand. This is enough said, in other words, on this topic. Next. V'zehu b'chinas sigrei bereshis. Note that what bracha are we going to make for Berkas HaChama? Issa maise bereshis. V'zehu b'chinas sigrei bereshis. This is the concept of the seder of creation, when Hashem created the world, that there are, for each and every tree, each and every planted item, we say that there are shalosh shnei arlo, that there are 3 years where the item is considered orlo. What is orlo? Ra-lo. This theme of Farshim brings, Rabbi Nizal brings this in one place. The fact that orlo is ra-lo, that this item at this time is in a state of bad. Keneged ha-sholish klipos hanal. Keneged the three klipos which are given an achiza for the first 3 years that the item grows. Uravai, uravi'i, no, uravai hu keneged noiga. Revai, the fourth year, the I is corresponds to Noiga. Note, that's why the halacha is that a tree planted in Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 years, you're not permitted to eat from it at all. The fourth year, are you permitted to eat from it? Only if you do a specific event to pull it into the Kedusha. What do you have to do? You have to take it to Yerushalayim. You see that this requires an asiya. You have to do something to pull the Noiga into Kedusha. What's the Ikar Moklim of Kedusha? The Mechitzais of Yerushalayim and HaKadosh. That's the Ikar place of Kedusha. Vehu Bechinas Chashmal. This is the concept of the term Chashmal. Rabbi Nizal explains. Ki lefa'omim nichlal b'mal oirois. There are times when the Noiga is Nichlal in the 70 Oiros. In Chashmal, there are two parts, Chash, Mal. Mal refers to a certain set of 70 Oiros, which are a part of Noiga. We're going to see soon what this refers to. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, it's brought that within Noiga, there are 70 Oiros, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. We'll see soon what this refers to. V'zeh soid milo. This is the concept of the mitzvah of milo. When we say that you have to remove a certain part of the body, ki yesh sholosh oirois. There are 3 layers of skin which are complete tumah. Heim gimel klipois. V'oir dak revi'i. There is a fourth membrane, like a very thin membrane of skin. Bechinas noiga. V'chol hacherpois haboim lo'odom. All the embarrassment that comes to a person, all the insults, all the shame that comes to a person, hey, me gimel klipos hanal, comes from these 3 klipos of the skin. Oyer, skin, is a type of klipo. In other words, the skin of an apple, the skin of a fruit, the skin of the body is also called oyer. Note, we said about the Eitz Hadas, Rabbi Zal once mentioned a chiddush about the Eitz Hadas, that what was the Eitz Hadas? It was a mixture, right? It was Toiv and Ra. What's an example of Toiv and Ra in Kiddusha? Chesed and Gevura. Chesed and Gevura is a combination of Toiv and Ra. Note that Chesed and Gevura, those two words are bigematria, the word Eruv. Eruv means a mixture. Anytime you have a mixture of two items, one is more Chesed, one is more Gevura. Rabbi Zal once mentioned, note also that the word Eruv, this is the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, is the words Oyer, B. Ayin Vav Reish, Oyer, skin is in me, or nail. Oyer is this concept of Noiga, which can go either way, sometimes Binichal and Kedusha, sometimes Binichal and Tuma. This is why on Erev Shabbos specifically, that's the time for the cutting of the nails. That's when we're given permission to bring the Noiga in Kedusha, to be Machnia, the Klipos, completely, to burn, to destroy that which has to be destroyed, and to bring whatever part of Noiga we can into the Kedusha. The whole slate of taking a hot shower specifically, the whole concept of Shalhuv and the Rechimus, so we had it before once.
Why are they? Why they?
In me. In other words, Eruv. In the mixture, it has this concept of Oyer, which is Noiga. Noiga is this concept of mixture. It's nishtahin, nishtaher. It's in between. It has a little bit of both. It has a capacity to go towards Kedusha or a capacity to go the other way. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Upnei ze omru achei dino, l'anshei shem. This is why the brothers of Dino said to the people of Shechem, Anshei Shem, I said?
Yeah.
Anshei Shechem. This is why the brothers of Dino said to the inhabitants of Shechem, Lo yinuchal lo seisis achoseinu, le'ish asher lo yorlo. We cannot give over our sister to any person who has orlo, who hasn't had a bris mila, ki cherpo hilonu, because that would be an insult, a shame to us. So we see that where does the cherpa come from? It comes from the orlo. Any cherpa that comes to a person comes from the orlo. Note that when Yosef HaTzadik was born, what was the Yosef HaTzadik was the symbol of Tikkun HaBris. Why did she name him Yosef? Ki Osaf Elekim Es Cherposi. Rabbi Nezal brings this many times, that that's the meaning of Tikkun HaBris, the opposite of Busha, the Busha of Kedusha, the Busha of Kedusha, which is the opposite of the Busha de Klipa. It says that when they were playing on the Eitz Hadas, right away, Vayiz Boishoshu, they became ashamed, embarrassment, because that was a concept of Pigam HaBris. Vegam Yehoshua achar malas Yisrael Shenis. Yehoshua also, after he malad Bnei Yisrael for the second time, don't forget when was the first time Bnei Yisrael received the Bris Mila, coming out of Mitzrayim, the Dam Mila and the Dam Pesach, that was what saved them. Then when the Jews went into Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua gave a Bris Mila to those who had born, don't forget, all those from Egypt had died out. This was a new generation, and Yehoshua was given a tzivui to malo all those who required bris milah before going into Eretz Yisrael. Omar, what did Yehoshua say at that time? Hayoim galoisi es cherpas Yisrael. Today I have removed, I have chased away the shame from Bnei Yisrael. So we see that that orlo is an union of cherpa. Ki ikra ha-cherpo is born mebechinas orlo, shehi bechinas gimel klipos now. The main cherpos that come to a person come through the orlo, which is these three klipos. The alkein, and therefore, kishenoi lad Yosef, when Yosef HaTzadik was born, Omro Imoi, his mother Rochel, said, Osaf elekines cherposi, ki behizgalos bechinas Yosef, shehu bechinas kedushas habris, Bechinas Milo Kenoida, with the revelation of Yosef HaTzadik, who is the Bechin of the Kedusha of Bris, the Kedusha of Milo, Nesfu HaCherpois. That's what caused a gathering in of the Cherpo, Hainu HaSholish Klipois Kanal, a gathering in, a Hachno to the Sholish Klipois. Rabbi Zal once mentioned a beautiful item. Let me see if I can remember it, if I can get it back. Just a second. Milo. In a bris milah, there are two mitzvahs. There's the chituch, there's the cutting, and there's the priya. And the priya is a part which some people aren't careful in. That's one of the most significant parts. So Rabbi Zal mentioned the Sifrei Kabbalah bring a remez that a certain item, it's not the word milah, obviously, it's something else. Something is bigematria Yosef, and priya is bigematria Yosef HaTzadik. The words Yosef HaTzadik are exactly bigamatria priya. This
I just wanted to ask you, you were saying something about one combat's Esav
and Yishmael, that I know.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But I'm thinking, I'll have to check it. Something is Begimat with a Yosef, and Priyo is Begimat with a Yosef Hatzadik. For who that one? And it's a simple thing, you know, it's a straight gematria. But in any case, you see that Yosef Hatzadik is the union of Bris Mila specifically. The union of Osav Hatzadik Chaposi to remove the Chaposi. V'zehu kavonas rechitzas mayin chamem be'er Shabbos Kodesh. This is what the Arizal explains, the secret behind why we take a hot shower. We wash ourselves with warm water specifically on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Ki oz klipas noiga nechleles b'kdusha. Because it's specifically on Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, note the sixth day of the week, which is Bechinas Yosef, the Bechin of Tikkun HaBris, the concept of the Tzadik Emes. That's the day on which Noiga can be nichlal into the Kiddusha. And Rabbein is also, the Arizal says, Va'oz chafetzim gam sholesh klipois la'aleis lechais b'kiddusha. When the other three klipois see that the Noiga is entering into the Kiddusha, obviously they get jealous. They want to try to enter into it also. Va'oz yordim b'chinas shalheves ko. The Sifrei Kabbalah brings that then a certain fire comes down from Hashem, umechave oison, and burns them, burns the other three klipos, shelo yoichzu b'kedusha, in order that they shouldn't be able to latch on to the kedusha. How does a person, what does a person do on earth to be able to draw this fire from heaven to lash out at these three klipos and prevent them from coming close? That's the soid of the warm shower that we take, the washing ourselves in warm water that we do on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. That's what draws, by, through our act on earth of putting ourselves in something hot, that's what draws this Shalheves Kor to come down, to lash out at the Gimel Klipos, not to let them try to sneak into the Kedusha together with Noiga. Period. The answer is obviously by him, it can't be done. He's not powerful enough at that time to be able to accomplish this item. Rabbi Nizal says, V'hu kavonas netilas tziparnayim be'erev Shabbos Kodesh kenoida. This is also the concept of taking off the nails, cutting the nails on our Shabbos Kodesh. That's also this concept of being machnia, the klipos, which cannot enter the Kedusha. Note, when you cut off your nails, you don't chas v'shalom cut off the whole nail. You cut off only the parts that's only the part that's moisturized, the part that's extra, the part that can't be nichlal into the kedusha. That's why if a person chas v'shalom tries to take off the whole thing, he's chas v'shalom. That's in other words, that's going. That's a bechin of ribui shemen. He's not allowing the noiga to be nichlal into the kedusha. Specifically, when he does it exactly the right way, that's how he accomplishes this thing. V'zeh pirish ha-gemora, this is what the Gemara says in Shabbos, ha-ne'lov in ve'inom oilvin, va'oz hu bechinas chash. The word chosh means quiet. Chosh means quiet, mal means to speak. Chish, belachash. Lachash is miloshin silence, refers to chash means silent. The Gemara of va'oz hu bechinas chash, when a person is silent, he's in the category of chash, hu shtiko. They listen to their embarrassment and they don't retort. They serve Hashem. The Gemara says over there. There are times when a person gives somebody else the silent treatment, and that's his most powerful insult to that person. That's his most powerful way of lashing out at that person. So here, note, the Gemara doesn't just say that the shtika is not a shtika of sinna, it's a shtika where he's quiet, he has no feeling of sinna towards that person. Then this category, this concept of noiga, just a second, sorry. There are times when a person keeps quiet and he does it on purpose, in other words, that's his worst way of lashing out. That's then it's chas v'shalom, the concept of this item, meaning the noiga, chas v'shalom being nichal on the klipa. The noiga is the union of chash, being quiet, an item which is silent. If the silence is done the wrong way, then the silence is nichlal into klipa. Avo kishehu mei avo, but when the silence is mei avo, oz hu bechinas chash nichlal es bekdusha. Then this concept of chash becomes nichlal into kedusha. Aleihem akosu vaymer, that then the pasuk says va'oyavov kitzeis hashemesh begvurasai, that the ones whom Hashem loves, they are like the sun coming out in all its power. Meaning that when a tzaddik is insulted and he keeps quiet, that's the whole concept of the tikkun for noiga. The tikkun, that's how a tzaddik is zeichet to make the noiga be nichal into kedusha. Why? Because the Gemara compares this person to a bechina of the sun coming out. What's the purpose of the sun coming out? When noiga is about to be nichal into kedusha, you need a special fire to shine forth bigvura with power to prevent the other three klipos from being nichal into the kedusha. What, that's the concept of one who's silent and doesn't reply when he's being insulted. Rabbi Ezra brings, you'll note that this concept of Noiga being Nichal into Gedusha, what does it become Nichal into? Chashmal, into the light of Chashmal. Chashmal is the singing of Chash, being quiet, through which you draw upon yourself these Mala Oirais, the 70 lights, which is the state of Mila, Mila Miloshin Mal, these 70 lights of Kedusha, which make the Noiga be Nichal into Kedusha. Period.
The whole proof is just from that Chash. The whole proof is because of the word Chash and Chash Mal.
Both Chash and Mal refer to this concept of the Mal Oirais, Rabbi, as I mentioned before, the 70 lights, which are the light of Noiga. This is what's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that Noiga is this concept of Mal Oirais, 70 lights. Now, Rabbi Nosenthal attaches an explanation. Pirish. Through the fact that tzaddikim listen, hear themselves being insulted, and they don't reply, that's how they're given the power to chase away the three total bad klipos, shehem bechinas orlo, which correspond to the 3 years of orlo, bechinas cherpo kanal, this concept of shame, v'nechlolim bebechinas chashmal al yedei hashem. And they are nichlal, meaning the noiga is nichlal into the bechina of chashmal. How? Al yidei hashtika. Number one, through the silence, where the tzaddik is silent, shei bechinas chash. That's this concept of the chash of chashmal. Ki hu doicha hacherpo al yidei sheinoi roitze loriv ulecharif es chaveroi. Meaning, this tzaddik has an opportunity to insult. In other words, some guy opened up a mouth and said, "You moron." At that moment, there's an assemblage of insults that comes into the mind of the tzaddik that he's ready to funnel from his brain into his mouth to lash out at this person. What does the tzaddik do? He's doiche these cherpois. He pushes away these insults which are coming into him where he would want to lash out. He pushes it away. That process of him pushing away these insults from himself, not allowing them to come to go into him and to shoot out, that's what enables him to be deiche, the three klipos which are trying to come into Kedusha together with Nega. That's what gives him that fire to be able to push them away. Watch how he explains this now. Ki hu deiche hacherpo, the tzaddik pushes away the insult. How? He doesn't want to fight or to insult his friend. Mal. This is the concept of mal, bechinas milo, shehi bitul ho'orlo, which is the concept of nullifying the orlo, shehi bechinas cherpo, bechinas gimel klipo is hatmeo isanal. V'zeh chashmal, chash and mal. Hainu hashtiko, shehi bechinas milo, the concept of being quiet, which is a process of mila. That's how you cut off the orlo, you cut off the cherpo, you remove, you push away the cherpo. What's the mitzvah of mila? The purpose of the mitzvah of mila is to push away cherpo. Being silent is another way of pushing away the cherpo. V'zeh v'oise me'avo, ki zois hashtiko shu b'chinas chashmal, zehu b'chinas noiga hanal. This is the concept of noiga, sheyesh bo shnei b'chinos, which can swing one of two ways. There are times when it goes into the Kedusha, there are times when it goes into the Tumah, where the Noiga Chas V'Shalom gets attached to the other three Klipos. Haino kilifomim hu sheisek l'chaveroi kdei lasei sloi yisurim b'yoser. There are times when a person keeps quiet his friend because he knows that that's going to thing that's going to get him riled up more than anything else. Nimtza shebezois hashtiko hu mecharef es chaveroi b'yoser. That with his silence, he's insulting the person more than had he insulted him. That the biggest cherpa that he could possibly do to that person is being silent. Va'oz nechlos hashtika b'chinas noiga b'klipa. Then the shtika, kama, which is the concept of noiga, gets nechal into the klipa. It's a shtika of tuma chas v'sholom. B'chinas cherpa kanal. Avol kishoise me avo. But when a person does this with love, sheshoisek me avo, machmas sheenoi roitze levayesh ulacharif es chaveroi, where he simply is quiet because he sees a guy did something bad to him and he doesn't want to take nekama. He doesn't have that viciousness in his nature. He did bad to me, I want to do bad back. He's the opposite. He's mishalim toivo tachas ro. He did bad to me. I have no taiva to pay him back with bad. Azai bechinas noiga nechlolas bekdusha. Then the concept of noiga, which is a concept of silence, chash mal, becomes nechvalim to kedusha. Val kein, and therefore the pasuk aleihem akosu voimer va'oyavov kitzeis hashemesh bekulosoi. Zehu bechinas shalheves kol kanal. This is how the noiga becomes nichlal to kedusha, which is inav chashmal. Now note, there was one item that we left sort of hanging, sort of. Rabbi Nevel said chashmal, and that's bechinas mila and shalheves ko. There's a few notes. If you start figuring out gematrias, or there's pieces extra here that don't belong there, then the word should be mal, not mila. What's mila? What's the whole concept of mila? We said that the mitzvah of bris milah is to push away the three klipos of tumah, to push those away, and to make the noiga binichlal kedusha. How do you do it? You have to draw a shalheves ko from heaven, and that'll prevent the other three from being nichlal kedusha. Rabbi Zal once mentioned, what's this side of shalheves ko? Shalheves is a flame, ko, which comes from ko, which comes from yud ke. How? We'll show you exactly how. Let's take the letters yud and ke. Rabbi Zal once mentioned this, and I'm positive. You remember the whole calculation? Nobody will remember. I'll remember it because I got messed up 10 times until I remembered it. I kept forgetting, and I looked it over again and again until I remembered it. The letter he, as we know in names of Hashem, can be written one of three ways. Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, and Hey Yud. Let's first write those down. Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, and Hey Yud. That's the letter Hey. The letter Yud, Bemilui, is only one way. Yud Vav Dalet. So first, we're going to take Yud K. In other words, Yud Vav Dalet times K Yud. Yud Vav Dalet times KK, then Yud Vav Dalet times K Aleph. Yud is 20. 20 times 15 is 300. 20 times 10, Yud Vav Dalet times KK, is 200. 20 times 6, 120. We have so far 620, which is Keser. The concept of Keser is an inyan of Yud K. Keser is that which is Kolel Chochmah and Bina from on top. Yud K in all its three forms is Begematria Keser. That's number one. Now, added to that, first we did Bahakol, Yud times K, Yud times K, Yud times K, Yud times K. Now we're going to do them by adding them. Yud K.
Yud plus K.
Yud plus K. Yud plus K. Yud plus K is Begematria 91. You have 91 and 620. K is spelled three ways. Hey Yud, Hey Hey, and Hey Aleph is 91, which gives you 711. Just the 7, we're missing 20.
And you add that to the...
to the 620. The basic form, in other words, the form that we refer to most often of Yud K, is Yud Vav Dalet K Aleph. In other words, Yud Vav Dalet, exactly K Aleph, because that's Hashem's name. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei Chav Vav. That, when added to this, gives you a bigamatria of the word Shal Heves. In other words, this is how the Sifrei Kabbalah say we come to Shal Heves. It's a Shal Heves that comes from Kor. A Shal Heves that comes from Kor. And this is what has the power. This is why Mila is Bedavka, it's Mal plus Yud Kei. In other words, Mal is to remove the Kherpa. You're drawing the light of Yud Kei specifically to be able to prevent the Sholesh Klipois from trying to become Nichol unto the Kedusha while Noiga is trying to become Nichol unto the Kedusha.
So 737, right?
737, which is Shal Heves. And the time when Rabbi Zal mentioned this Kiddush was when he was talking about the concept of Shlachno Biyad Tishloch. If you recall that Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't send me, because I'm going to be Machnia Mitzrayim now, but I can't do the whole job. Send Moshiach, he'll be the one who'll be able to do this Osaf Olikimes Cherposi completely. The one to be able to remove the Cherpa. In other words, Uvoletzion Goyel Uleshovei Fesha Biyakov Vanizleis Barisi. He's the one who's going to have the real Shleimus of Tikkun HaBris to be able to be Machnia the Klipos completely, because he is Tishloch. Tishloch is the word Shal Heves. Tishloch is the word Shal Heves.
What was the question?
Shlach no beyad Tishloch. Please send the one whom you are going to send. The word Tishloch is this word of Shal Heves, which is the highest level of Kiddusha possible. The oir of the Yud Kei, which is Machnia, all the Klipais.
Tishloch. Oh, that's Shal Heves with one?
That's Shal Heves, with a Kailo, of course. Of course.
And you said that's the reason when you have it, Mila, to show you that this is Shal Heves is what takes away
that,
the
that what is Mila? Mila is the Mal, the 70 Oiris of Noga, being Nichlal into Kedusha, with the protection of Yud Kei, with the protection of the Shal Heves, which is coming from Yud Kei, to prevent the other three Klipos from trying to sneak in the bargain. They always, whenever the Noga is Nichol into the Kedusha, they try to sneak in. The Yud Kei, the Shal Heves Kol, is what burns them and protects them, you know, doesn't allow them to enter into the Kedusha.
Moshe Rabbeinu is into protection?
No. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, please don't send me, send him instead. Send the one who you're going to send, send Moshiach. Why? Because he was saying he knew that if he were to take out, what was the Iker Golus Mitzrayim? The concept of Tikkun HaBris, that Mitzrayim was Erevas Ha'oretz, a place of Erevas, Nus, Zimo. He knew that if he would take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim, it would be a total hachno to the Klipos. It would weaken the Goyim, but it wouldn't completely wipe them out. Who's going to be the one who's going to be able to be Machnia, the Klipos, the three bad Klipos completely, and to bring the Neigan to the Kedusha? Moshiach Ben David, because he's also the concept of Bris. The concept of Bris. How do we know this? The Pasuk Uvol Etzion Goyel, they will come to Yerushalayim the Goyel, Moshiach, Uleshovei Fesha B'Yakov Num Hashem, he will come to help them do tshuva for the Pesha. Which Pesha? Va'ani Zayis Brisi. The Arizal brings that this refers to the concept of Tikkun HaBris. That's going to be the main item that Moshiach is going to come to correct. That's why the Jews went down to Mitzrayim originally, to correct the Pigam of Odom Arishayim. So he was saying, don't send me, because I don't have the full power. Send the one who has the total power of Shal Heves. Who is that? Tishloch, Moshiach. The one whom you're going to send. You understand? That's what it is. Tishloch means the one whom you are going to send. Referring to Moshiach. Baruch Hashem. I'm sorry for my lack of memory on the items that are, that thing about Yosef and Yosef at Tzadik. If possible, I'll try to check it. And this item of Shal Heves Ko, I'm almost sure that that was the final item. If not, I'll be able to check it, and it's Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Now we're going to have some smaller Torahs. We're going to have every once in a while a little bigger one, but the majority of the Torahs now are going to be smaller type, quantity-wise. Easier to digest, but mountains and mountains. You see the quantity of information that's in each one. Each one is a whole new world. Hashem.
On Wednesday morning?
Huh? We'll see. No. I'm at least applying. Tomorrow night we'll hear how Rabbi Zal Shir applies to Birka Sakhama.
I think it went to the story that a certain rabbi, I think it was, you know, more recent times, I think it was like he had a case where his wife was always embarrassing him and he generally always kept quiet. I think one time she really lashed out and he answered back, and from meeting with Shach, he answered back. I think he replied, yeah, because this case, and she was so angry that generally, he's keeping quiet. I think got him mad, something like that. Got her angry. I'm missing the story.
It's so much as the opposite. that till now the keeping quiet wasn't insulting to her. In other words, till now the question of keeping the attitude of keeping quiet was the correct thing to do, sort of. In other words, it was the shtick of Kedusha. This time she was so mad that if I would have been quiet, that would have been the worst insult to her. So my yelling was a keeping quiet. You understand? In this case, the choice was keeping quiet or yelling. It would have been more insulting to her to be quiet, so I yelled.
And that's what he's saying. We should do.
That's what he said. This one's what?
If the person that's, you know, person who's insulting or yelling at you, that type, would that feel quiet?
100%. In other words, that the shtika shouldn't be a biting shtika. 100%.
But not only from your side, I'm saying, your side, your attention is good, but from that person's side, just the fact that you're quiet is going to get that person angry. So
sometimes you have to, yeah, exactly. In other words, not to show that arrogant silence, you know, there's kasha and there's kufta. Kasha means, I'm not, your question is so dumb, I'm not even going to answer it. Your insult is so, your insult is so bad that I'm not going to, I'm not even going to reply to it. And the other way is, to give some type of justification, although you're still going to get yelled at.